Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, on the 11th line, Nicha Teka Sefer. Nicha Teka Sefer Ima Sefer, Tek Tulin Ima Tulin, and they should say also after Pishu Yesh, Besechon Mois. The Gemara asks, well, granted, one may save the case of a Sefer with a Sefer, why may one save the case of Tulin with a Tulin, even if there are coins inside? The case was a basis, a support only for Issa. I should say now, Yeva ki hayda amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha amar Chinana kartik no b'shem Rabbi Hoshea diskia shiyesh b'seichei mois noisen alei hakika metaltala. First answer is this is like Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, in the name of Chinana kartik no, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, a leather bag with coins in it, one puts a loaf on it and moves it with a loaf. So here one puts the tulin in the case and moves it with the tulin. Hagai b'shem zeira, shamala me'ado, choyne malach Hashem tov le'ira v'yichalsem. A second answer is from Hagai, quoting zeira, that we learn from the pasuk, the malach of Hashem dwells around you, around of the ones that fear him and saves them, and that's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk ches. And we learn from them when we even bring a case with coins in order to save the tulin. And we'll need to cast out the tulin first. Meanwhile, perhaps the tulin will burn. Chaynu oimer, badin guvaya ilach lefisoi besavileyen v'gamer. We can also bring a support to this from Daniel, in Daniel Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chof Aleph, that Hashem saved Chananya, Mishor, and Azariah, and their clothes. And we now take out the next couple of sentences. We had it before already. It should say, Nase le'ichen, Marcelin le'ichen, Namavri shenim v'fulash. We should say, to where may we take them to save them? To an alleyway that is not v'fulash, which is not open at both ends. Halam v'fulash lo'i, b'chor asa adama, in hamahalech k'maniyach, v'ach adama, hamahalech k'maniyach. We may ask, well, this implies that one may not save to another house in a mavri, v'fulash. The din of a camelist. Everywhere else you say that one who walks is not like one who places, and here you are stringent about Kisei HaKodesh and forbid from the Pirushus to a Pirushus to a camelist. You have to say that one who walks is like one who does place in a camelist. Ella Bezerek, the answer is rather we're discussing one who can save only through throwing. Aman Adama Hazerek Pater, Racha Adama Hazerek Chayev. The Gemara asks that there, we say that according to the Chachamim, who the halacha follows, that one who throws from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is exempt. And here you say that he's liable. If not, then it would be unreasonable to forbid throwing through a camelist. The Mechizke b'shem v'yacha, b'shulei iruvu an a kaiman. Mechizke quoting v'yacha said that we're discussing when they did not make an iruv through an open alleyway resembled Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Mechizke could be Yehuda. When Mithira permits even to an open-ended mavoi, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanin and Taman, Gesham and Fuloshim, Metalchim, Tachdeim, Meshabbos, the Rabbi Yehuda, Machachamim, Oisim, when she says, Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'avim, Ma'avim, Mefulosh, Machacham, Oisim. We have a Mishnah in Erevin that says that bridges whose sides descend and make walls, if they are Mefuloshim, open to both sides, one may carry under them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says this, where the Chachamim forbid. Further, Rabbi Yehuda said that one may be ma'ariv, make an eruv in a mavoy, mefulish, an open-ended alleyway, and the Chachamim forbid it. Coming on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Mitzilin, Mazayin, Gimel, Sudois, Havoy la'adam la'adam, Havoy la'behemah, la'behemah. Mishnah says one may save three meals of food, what's proper for people, one may save for people, what's proper for animals, one may save for animals. Kitzad, Nafla de'leika v'leila Shabbos, Mesilin Mazin Cholash Sudos Beshachris, Mesilin Mazin Shte Sudos, Bemincha Mesilin Mazin Suda Achas. How is this? If the fire was on Friday night, one may save three meals. If it was on Shabbos morning, one may save two meals. If it was on Shabbos afternoon, one may save one meal. Rabbi Yossi says, no matter when it was, you may always save three meals. I think Mas says, Ibn Bachir B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Jibnechemihi da ama enan nitalin el lesevich. Umar brings that Rabbun Bachir, quoting Abba Mamal, said that our Mishnah is Rabnechemia, who says that one may take on Shabbos only something needed for Shabbos. אמר ביוסה תאימה דבעולן תמון כל מה שיש בבייס מן המוכן במהכה, אם עד אימא כן אף הוא מנפיל מן היועים למחה. Biyasa said it's even like Labanan. Labanan's reason there to permit taking kelim not needed for Shabbos is because everything in the house is mukhan. However, here, if you say that one may save as much as he wants, it will save today for tomorrow, and he may come to extinguish. Masnisa, the Rebbe, Windekes, the Amar, which is a Oichle Meshabbos, Dal Sudas. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is Rebbe Windekes, who says that on Shabbos, we eat four meals. Therefore, on Shabbos night, the Friday night, after the meal, one may save three meals, in the morning he may save two, and in the afternoon he saves one. Tepata, Bashin Nafla Delika Bilele Shabbos Adjalay Achla. And the Gemara says, no, it's like Rabbonon, the case is that the fire erupted on Shabbos Friday night before he ate, and similarly regarding the morning and the afternoon. V'yom HaKippurim, Mai Yekel Meimah, Adatan de Rabbonon Layad Zaglum. The Gemara asked, on Yom Kippur, what can he say? Since he may not eat the entire day, according to Rabbanon, one may not save at all. After the fast, he will need to go and find food. And granted, according to Yossi, just like he always saves three meals, we could say the same thing applies to Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers that all agree he may save food for at least one meal due to the danger, lest he be weak and unable to get food. The Bais says one may save for a sick person or a child as for an average person and for a glutton according to his normal amount of food. We make an eruv for a chayla or a child according to his food and for a glutton like an average person. Tani, it should say, Hitzil, Pas Nakia, Eino Shai Ladzil, Pas Adror, Roshai Ladzil, Pas Nakia, Ve'in, it should say, Ma'arimin. Rav Yosi, Rabbi, should say, Yehuda, Ama Ma'arimin. Vaisa says, if one saved clean bread, he may not save inferior brand bread. If he saved inferior bread, he may save clean bread, and one may not scheme to save inferior bread and ask to decide that he wants clean bread. Rav Yosi, Bar Yehuda says, one may scheme. Some teach that one may save extra food for the sake of guests and after the invite, and some teach that one must invite and only afterwards he may save for the guests. Manda amma matzil v'chakach mazamin, kemanda amma marimin. Manda amma mazamin v'chakach matzil, kemanda amma ein marimin. The one who says that one saves and afterwards invites, he holds like the one who permits scheming. The one who says that one invites and afterwards he saves, he holds like the one who forbids scheming.